This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I've got some friends whose daughter is going to college over in the UK, and I was joking with her before she left that she better be ready to bundle up this winter because school's probably going to turn the heat way down or maybe even off because natural gas is so expensive over there, which is funny, but it's not funny because it's real. It's going to be more expensive to turn on the heat here this winter, yes, but that is nothing compared to what's in store over in Europe. And in the UK, even with government support, households are going to have to pay way more for energy, and businesses too. The BBC's Victoria Craig has that one for us.
It's lunchtime on a weekday afternoon, and this tiny bakery in North London is doing a brisk business. Customers are streaming in and out for coffee and handmade pastries. It's a pink-painted shop called Sourdough Sophia, and while the mood inside is light, a dark cloud hangs over its owner, who sits huddled with her team in a corner by the window. They are poring over the small business's finances, and energy costs are a big concern.
It's a very equipment-intensive business. All this machinery runs 7 days a week.
That's Sophia Sutton-Jones telling me her monthly energy bill has rocketed more than 360% in the last year to nearly $6,500 a month.
You could either completely buckle under that pressure and pay them what they're asking for. I'd probably be able to shut within 3 months. Or you take what I did, and that is pay what you can and wait for something to happen.
On top of rising energy prices, Sutton-Jones is also contending with inflation near a 40-year high and interest rates that are now forecast to reach as high as 6% by the end of the year. But she is far from alone in her challenges. In August, there was a 42% rise in the number of business insolvencies across England and Wales compared to pre-pandemic levels. So the UK government has stepped in to help. It's announced a support scheme that will cut energy bills for businesses by around half their expected level this winter. Starting October 1st, prices for wholesale gas and electricity will be fixed for 6 months. But is it enough?
Majority of our members are saying this doesn't go far enough.
That's Karen Deer, operations director at the Craft Bakers Association, which represents 125,000 workers at more than 6,000 bakeries across the country.
We haven't got enough clarity. These are supported prices, which are wholesale prices. They're what the energy suppliers pay to purchase the energy, not the retail prices. So until the scheme is actually put into place, we're not really going to know as an industry how this is going to support or affect prices going forward.
It's the same for the wider British manufacturing industry, which often has lead times of at least 6 months to procure supplies for high-end components. The industry group Make UK says because of that, the duration of the support needs to be at least doubled to a year to give some certainty to the industry. Neil Clifton runs Cube Precision Engineering in the north of England. His company makes components for aerospace and automotive giants, including Rolls-Royce and Jaguar Land Rover. He's seen his energy bill soar 266% since last August.
We're trying to mitigate some of the rises that we're seeing by how we're using heating and lighting. We're also looking at whether our night shift is viable for running the machines overnight because there's a lot of consumption there.
But that, he said, only helps on the margins.
There isn't a significant amount that we can do to cap the energy that we use because, of course, we don't generate revenue without using the electricity. What we're having to do is pass some of those costs on to our customers.
That's a move bakery owner Sophia Sutton-Jones is very familiar with.
I've raised prices twice this year, in line with realistic price increases for my ingredients. I have not priced it based on the energy increase. I'm going to keep running my business, keep employing my staff, and then we'll see where we go to.
Since she's out of contract with her energy supplier, she said it's not clear whether the government support even applies to her. If it does, she said she'd still be looking at a 244% increase in price from last November. It's a jump, she argues, few businesses will be able to live with. In London, I'm the BBC's Victoria Craig for Marketplace.